Welcome to the DSA Shifting Perspective Podcast.
Hi, I'm Richard Bailey, and you are listening to a Shifting Perspectives podcast. Thanks for joining me. Today, I'll be talking to James DeCaro, and because of the pandemic, we will be talking down the line, so please do excuse any knocks, bumps, or little dogs barking. Before the pandemic, James worked at the Fire and Rescue Centre, a job he got through the DSA's WorkFit programme. He's a very sociable man and likes nothing more than a pint with his mates on a Friday night. And I know he's a big football fan, and some of you might know James from his appearance on the Channel 4 TV programme The Undateables. His search for love didn't quite work out on that occasion, but since then he's been going steady with his girlfriend Tasha, and, well, I'm not going to say too much at the moment, but last year there was a big announcement. So, hello James, how are you today?
Hello Richard, I'm very good, thank you.
That's great. So I'd love to hear about your job and your time on The Undateables and what you like to do, and also about this big announcement. But let's start off with where you are living now and who you're living with.
So I've got a flat and I have a support worker as well.
So what does the support worker help you do?
She helps me go shopping, does the cooking, and just happening around the house and stuff like that.
Okay, and with the cooking, do you get to do any cooking yourself?
Yeah, I could do a little bit, yeah.
What's your favourite stuff to do?
I would say corned beef hash.
Corned beef hash?
Yeah.
That's your favourite, fantastic. And any other favourites?
Omelette, fry up.
Can't beat a fry up.
Yeah.
Lovely. And has COVID changed the way that you live at the moment?
Yes, dramatically. I miss everything, the routine. And obviously I can't go out. I can go to my flat, but I would be stuck. So I'm literally at my mum and dad's. So yeah, I used to get a taxi to work on the days that I work on, and miss all the banter with the taxi drivers, and I'll just get up, go to work, come back, and just go back to what I was doing.
And so when you get back from work, what kind of things do you like to do?
I just go back to like gaming with my mate Ryan, and just like do some computer work and social media and stuff like that.
What kind of games do you like on when you're gaming with Ryan?
Well, me and Ryan have got a game on called Kingdom Hearts 3. So I pretty much nearly completed it.
Great, I don't know that one. Is it lots of fun?
Yeah, really good.
Excellent. And then do you start cooking for the evening after that, or?
Yeah, I cook for the evening with someone called Liz. And yeah, go from there.
Great stuff. And then is there anything on TV? I mean, once you've settled in after your evening meal, is there anything you like to settle down to watch on TV?
Yeah, I watch the soaps and all the football that's been on and stuff like that.
And what's your favourite soap?
I would say EastEnders.
You like a bit of EastEnders?
Yeah.
Who's your favourite character?
That's a good one. I like Mick Carter. Just his personality. And like I could be like him most times.
Oh, that's great. So you've told us what you like to do after work. Maybe you could tell us a bit more about your job and what you do when you are at work.
So I work for the Fire Rescue Service, and my role is being a administrator, doing like a checklist, do the scanning, and any other jobs they want me to do, really.
Great. And what's the best thing? What do you enjoy most about your job?
I would say all the banter, and just like what they've given me in my life. I have a boss called Katie, and she's a good boss. We also got Jack and all the others on uncle for the firemen, and a lot of people that way.
Great. And how did you get your job?
So I approached Paul Harrison from WorkFit, and he said, would you like a job at the fire service? And I said, yes. The interview went very well. I was very relaxed in my outfit and just hoping the best that I'll work there.
That's great, because the Down Syndrome Association run a program called WorkFit. And I think that's what you're talking about there, which where they help people with Down syndrome to get into work. Great. And so you talked about the interview. What did you have to do for the interview?
We didn't really do much. We had a coffee and a chat and see if I really wanted this job. So I said, yes, definitely.
Good. And then what was your first day at the Fire and Rescue Service like? Can you remember that? Remember what it was like?
Yeah, I can actually. Yeah, my first day there, I was really, really nervous. I didn't know who they were at first. But now I've settled down, everything's all pretty cool now.
Great. And how long have you been working there now?
I've been working a couple of years now.
Great. A couple of years. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Because of COVID and the pandemic, you haven't been working now, but I'm guessing that you're really looking forward to getting back there.
Yes. I miss the taxi driving. And all the fun and nicks down there.
Good. And what advice would you give to other people who have Down syndrome who'd like to get a job?
So I would say go for your dream, and probably just see what happens down the path, chase it. You never know what's going to happen. But I'm sure that you will find a good job and you'll be exactly as hell as me.
So it sounds like you have a great time at work and it's very sociable. And I've also heard that you're a massive football fan. So who is it that you support?
Yes. So I support AFC Bournemouth.
So big fan.
Yeah, big fan. Yeah.
And, I'm sure you're going to be looking forward to getting back to watching live football.
Definitely.
Yeah. And do you have any other hobbies, or do you like to play sport, or what else do you like to do?
Yes, I used to play rugby at school. I do like cricket because I used to play with my mate over the park. And I go on a tandem with my father down the railway. And we hack down there and back. And so, yeah.
So you're on the tandem with your dad. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's good.
Good. And so you mentioned your school and you were playing rugby at school. How was your school life? Did you enjoy school?
Yeah, it was very, very relaxable. Even though I was a little terror at times, but not that much.
So what were you doing? Why were you a little terror?
I just used to hide under the stage and would come out at lunchtime of playing football.
So you just like to play football, not the rest of the school?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair enough, yeah. So now then, we mentioned the Undateables before, and it's a Channel 4 programme and it sets people up on dates. So can you tell me what it was like being on the show?
Oh, it was amazing. It was just really, really good to be on camera, be on TV. And it was just amazing, really. I liked all the banter, the cameras, the cast, the crew, and obviously I didn't find love on there because she was too far away.
Right. I know, and you were quite a big hit on the show. I think it was all over the social media, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And I deny my posh look on the camera and with a slip of the tongue. Just did it, yeah.
It was good fun. I watched it and it was great. And I'm sure a lot of the listeners will have seen you on there as well. So you mentioned that you didn't find love on the show, but you are dating someone now. And as I mentioned earlier, there's a big announcement. So I know our listeners are on tenterhooks. So perhaps you can tell us a little bit about your girlfriend and what the big announcement is.
So I met a nice girl And we found love through Love for Life, which is a group that I go to for people like me. And my manager of the club decided to chaperone me on the date with her. So we went to Just Ask for a meal. And then we got on really well. We started to find love and everything. And yeah, so the big announcement was her birthday. Me and her are now engaged.
Oh, that's great news, James. Absolutely brilliant. Congratulations. So can you tell me did you get down on one knee or what happened?
Yeah, so I got down on one knee and I said to her, Tasha, would you be my wife? And she said, yes, please. And yeah, the very first thing that my mum and dad told me was, go for it, son. We are very, very proud of you, Tash, for actually getting engaged and have a wedding. They're all very, very excited because it's a De Caro tradition. And so pretty much, yeah. After the wedding, there'll probably be a after party where, like, all of my family come and dance a night away. It'd be magical. And I can't wait for it.
And so have you got the wedding plans on the go? Have you got a date set?
So, no, we haven't got a date set. Obviously, because of COVID, we can't do anything much. And we're going to send out invites in 2022 and hopefully go from there when life goes back to normal.
So your parents were really happy about you're getting engaged. What did your mate say?
My mate said, I'm very, very happy for you. Obviously, we might have a few shindigs from a stag. And just go from there, really.
Yeah. So you've already had a think about what you're going to do for your stag, or are you going to leave that up to whoever your best man is?
Yeah, I'll probably leave that to my best man.
Yeah. Are you going to go mad?
Let's just say I'm not going to go mad. I'm only going to have a few beers and lie it low because I'm not going to do anything much. So it'd be a planned night out, beer, probably takeaway, pizza or something, watching a DVD or whatever, and just eat away.
Great. So it'll be a fun night out, whatever.
Yeah.
Great. So what are your plans for the future as a couple after you've been married?
So I'll probably stick with my work. She'll might have to find a different job. And then just be with each other, spending time and doing like life jobs and all that, the cooking together. It'd be perfect.
That sounds great. It's going to be like an everyday married couple.
Yeah.
Lovely. So, as you say, at the moment, we're all a bit of a standstill, but you've got your wedding to look forward to. Do you have any other dreams and ambitions for the future?
Yeah, I'll probably just chase my path, see what comes up, see what happens, and grab it if I can and chase it.
Great. And would you like to continue working at the Fire and Rescue Service, or do you fancy a different job?
Well, I wouldn't mind working more hours, probably at the Fire and Rescue Service. And I wouldn't mind doing presenting Match of the Day with Gary Lineker and going on Gillette Soccer Sports with Jeff Denning, saying the schools.
That sounds like a dream job.
Yeah.
And if you could give some advice to our listeners, what would it be?
So I would say to you guys out there, if you're listening, that you should just chase your path, do what I do, see what comes up, and hopefully you might get a job. Hopefully you will. I'm hoping you will. So have faith, try again, don't pick yourself up, and see there's a job out there.
Lovely. So I think that's a great point to end our chat on. So thank you very much, James. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you and hear about your wedding plans. Congratulations to you both. It's also been great to hear about your friends and your job and your dreams for the future. And I know our listeners will have loved hearing all about your life. So thank you very much, James.
Thank you very much, Richard. All the best.
My name is Richard Bailey, and I hope you've enjoyed this edition of the DSA Shifting Perspectives podcast. Please do listen to other episodes in this series.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the DSA Shifting Perspective podcast. You can find more of our podcast via the DSA website or at Spotify and Audio Boom and Apple Podcast and other podcast platforms. Please subscribe and tell your friends about us. Thank you very much for listening.